The newest method of publishing books is to publish them electronically, and the cheapest way to get lots of information stored for use by a computer is on CD-ROM. If you haven't seen a CD-ROM, don't worry, as it looks very little different to a normal audio compact disc. In fact, many CD-ROMs can be played on your home CD player. What your home CD player can't take advantage of, however, is all the other information stored on that disc. With a personal computer, a CD-ROM drive, a sound card, and a couple of speakers or a set of headphones, you can see the words, in some cases watch pictures, moving or still, with animated displays or even video. You can also hear dialogue, songs, music or sound effects in the same way. It's these advantages that have led Firmware Design to invest $75,000 in producing the CD-ROM version of Long Time, Olden Time. Originally, this book and cassette was put together at the Institute for Aboriginal Development in Alice Springs. The cassettes contained interviews with Aboriginal elders about the Northern Territory's history, while the book transcribed these words. Marius Koeman is Managing Director of Firmware Design, and as he told Paul Barclay, the CD-ROM makes accessing this material much simpler.
The CD-ROM really stands by itself. It has the full text of the book, as well as the full 3 or 4 hours worth of audio content that came on the tapes before. As you may know, the trouble with the book is that it's a recording of some interviews in the late 70s with Aboriginal speakers, and they speak Aboriginal English, which is a little bit difficult for some of us to understand. That's why the book was always a difficult read. The authors really tried to not edit the original interviews, just to let the speakers speak for themselves, so to speak.
And so how do you make that translation onto CD-ROM from that?
Well, the nice thing about a computer is that you can present the text on the screen and then let the computer speaker play back the original interview at the same time.
Almost like subtitles.
That's right, yes. So that your brain kind of perceives the message a lot clearer when you see the text on the screen and listen to the original interview through the speaker.
It's obviously a growing technology, CD-ROM, and a technology that we're going to see a lot more of in the years to come. And there have been a few CD-ROM books released onto the market in Australia, but I'm surprised that none have been published in Australia before, no Australian productions.
Well, various people have done specialist titles, but they haven't been commercially available. The problem is, of course, so far that the number of CD-ROM drives installed, you know, the accessories connected to PCs, have been relatively low, and it's been commercially very difficult to justify the development cost. However, with the number of drives increasing all the time and growing very aggressively this year, I think this story will change very dramatically over the next few years.
Is there much of a market then at the moment for CD-ROM books?
We've been distributing them for 3 or 4 years. There's been a steady growth in it rather than a great demand for them.
What is the market? Is it just the personal domestic market, or do educational institutes or companies buy these CD format books?
It's a mixture, but obviously education is the real target market for a lot of these products, including Long Time, Olden Time. You will see people starting to use them in the home as well, but I think it's probably a little bit further along the line. But the opportunities that this opens up in education are tremendous.
And so the reason that you chose Long Time, Olden Time is because of its educational potential?
Its educational potential. It makes a statement that this is an Australian title. And I think that it's something that needed to be done too.
And is it on sale now?
Not yet. We're just putting the finishing touches to it. We're launching it at the book show, actually, in June. So letting the people that are used to ink on paper books having a taste of the other world.
Marius Koeman's from Firmware Design talking to Paul Barclay. While CD-ROM books have an enormous range of benefits, there are some drawbacks. Long Time, Olden Time will cost $70 or so as a CD-ROM, and it's estimated even low-budget titles will cost $50,000 or more in development. And of course, there's the question of portability. Shutting yourself in the loo with a good CD-ROM just isn't the same.